This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran has threatened to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic after President Joe Biden linked Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also injured around 40 troops. But there are concerns that any additional American strikes could further inflame a region already roiled by Israel's war on Hamas and the ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the Red Sea. The Iranian warnings first came from Amir Saeed Iravani, Iran's ambassador to the UN in New York. He gave a briefing to journalists late on Tuesday, according to the state-run IRNA news agency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. Undersecretary of State Victoria Nuland was in Ukraine on Wednesday for talks aimed about growing uncertainty over U.S. economic and military assistance to Kyiv as the war with Russia approaches its third year.
We continue to provide security support in all categories, including new investments and new weapon systems.
Ukraine is heavily reliant on support from its Western allies to hold its own against Russia's full-scale invasion launched on February 24, 2022. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called his organization's Palestinian Refugee Agency the backbone of Gaza aid on Wednesday after several countries suspended funding over Israeli claims 12 UNRWA staffers participated in U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas's October 7th attacks. UNRWA says it's acted promptly over the allegations. This is VOA News. A Kenyan polio vaccination campaign planned for November but postponed due to heavy rains and floods is finally taking place in three high-risk counties in northeast part of Kenya. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariam Ajala reports.
This is the third round of polio vaccination targeting three high-risk counties of Mandera, Wajir, and Garissa. Due to heavy rains and floods that killed 130 and displaced 89,000, the November round was postponed. The goal, according to Kenya's Ministry of Health and its partners, is to reach about 750,000 children under the age of five. Mariam Ajala, VOA News, Nairobi.
The corporate leaders of Meta, TikTok, X, and other social media companies have testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee about child safety on their platforms. The hearing Wednesday came as lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned about the effects of social media on young people's lives. The hearing began with recorded testimony from kids and parents who say they or their children were exploited on social media. Throughout the hours-long event, parents who lost children to suicide silently held up pictures of their dead kids. Republican and Democratic Party senators came together in a rare show of agreement throughout the hearing, though it's not yet clear if it will be enough to pass legislation to boost child safety online. Cuba's government on Wednesday delayed a planned 500% surge in the fuel price after a quote-unquote cybersecurity incident. An economy ministry official said the communist island cash-strapped government had announced the five-fold increase with effect from February 1st as part of a series of measures seeking to cut its budget deficit. Owning an unregistered XL bully dog is a criminal offense in Britain beginning Thursday under government plans to phase out the powerful breed. Correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Owner Terry Wigzell told Reuters the ban unfairly targets the breed, and the real problem is irresponsible owners.
When I put his muzzle on and I take him for his walks, he sort of looks at me as if to say, I think he might think I'm punishing him, like I'm doing it to him.
More than 30,000 XL bullies have been registered an exemption. They must be muzzled in public and sterilized to prevent breeding.
Good boy.
Owners caught without an exemption face unlimited fines and up to 6 months in prison. The crackdown was ordered by Prime Minister Rishi Sunak after a string of high-profile maulings and a public outcry.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.